Is there a part of your life, or maybe of your past, where you need God's transformation? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Is there some part of your life where you feel like you're stuck in regret or even shame over something you've done wrong? God speaks to every part of our lives through His Word, including the good, the bad, and the ugly. He can redeem and renew even the dark parts of your life, which is what our devotion talks about today, called All Things New by Bethany Acker. God can make all things new. That's what the Bible tells us. It's easy to believe, too, when it's spring and everything is changing in the world around us. But it can be harder to see in fall and winter when trees start to lose their leaves. The whole world becomes a bit barren. Everything looks gloomy and gray. But then the weather starts to warm up a bit. Little signs of spring and life appear. Buds pop up on the trees. Flowers push up from the ground. The grass starts to brighten. Spring comes, and suddenly the world is beautiful again. Everything is new. That's what God can do in our lives. He can make us fresh and bright and new. He can take us from any dark and wintry place and help us see spring again. God can renew our lives, even though we have all sinned and made mistakes. One example is in Psalm 51. David wrote this psalm after he repented of his sin, using his position as king of Israel to have sex with Bathsheba and then have her husband killed. David had been in a season of darkness and despair, lost in his sin. But after the prophet Nathan confronted him, David trusted God to cleanse him of his sin and to make him new again. Read that in 2 Samuel 11-12. We can also see God's renewal in the life of Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament. Before Paul knew Jesus, he killed and persecuted Christians. Then one day, God met him on the road with a bright light and transformed him and made him new by the power of Jesus' death and resurrection. God loves us, and He can take anything and make it new. When you feel a need of spring in your life, you can ask Him to help you find it. So, what does this story make you think of? Where do you need renewal in your life? A painful situation, a persistent sin, a broken relationship? You can bring all of these to Jesus in prayer, asking for new life. He loves you and He is listening. And because of Jesus, any sin can be forgiven and any life can be made new. And when Jesus returns, He will establish the new heavens and the new earth. Then sin and death and suffering will be no more. And everyone who has put their trust in Jesus will live with Him forever. How can observing the spring season help us remember Jesus' bountiful forgiveness and look forward to His glorious return? Now, as you and I can read in Revelation 21:5, He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalm 51 and Revelation 21, 1-5 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's a collaboration between the editors, designers, and writers, and you could be one of those writers. If you have a story from your own life or your imagination that points people to Jesus, we'd love you to submit it, and it could become an Unlocked devotion. Find out what to do when you go to unlocked.org and tap Write for Us. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why we need to embrace lament instead of trying to avoid even thinking about pain. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.